It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You can't have it both ways. You just can't. Ron Hextall can't say that he supports Mike Sullivan unconditionally and then not lift a pinky finger to actually support him when it comes to personnel. Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Penguins. It comes your way every weekday, bright and early, if you're into football and or baseball. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Pirates that I hope you'll check out. I spent the day yesterday in Cranberry at the Penguins' first practice coming out of their bye week and the NHL's All-Star break. And I expected it to be eventful because they hadn't been around for a while. You're going to have all kinds of updates and maybe injured players coming back. I told you guys last week that I'd heard that Tristan Jarry and Jan Ruta were both going to be on the ice at this session and that neither of their injuries was severe. So it was good for multiple reasons to see them both out there before the practice. And Ron Hextall spoke for the first time, at least about hockey, meaning not counting the Chris Letang stroke press conference, to training camp, which was awkward. I don't know whether it was Hextall having rabbit ears about all the criticism that he'd have read or heard regarding his absences and his being incommunicado with the media for such a long time, which is really unusual for a general manager of any sports franchise. Or he just said, you know what? You know, we're back from a break and I'm going to talk to the reporters. Whatever it was nice to see him. Nice to hear him. Nice to be able to ask him a question. And you know what? You guys aren't going to be surprised in the slightest by what I asked.
Ron, when you talked about hopefully improving, you talked about the bottom six. Would that be a case of finding a way to get more grit, more energy onto those lines? Has that been a disappointment for you to date?
Well, I think when Archie, to your point, when Archie was out of the lineup, that hurt us.
Right.
Archie's a gritty guy. He's a high-energy guy. Sometimes, like when, you know, he's played with different combinations this year, but just say Pales, Teddy, and Archie, they go out there and they create a lot of energy for us. They might not score, but they have ozone time. They create energy for us, and all of a sudden, Sid's line follows up, and the building's rocked, and all of a sudden, we score a goal. People don't look back and go, well, the fourth line went out there and, you know, created some energy. So I think that's fair to say, and we're hoping Archie's back soon here, but I think grit and energy is, yeah, that's fair to say, and you know, whether it's from within or outside, we would look in that direction.
Oh, you bet, all day long, of the general manager, of the head coach, of the players in the locker room. All I asked about was how this team was going to get better if it didn't have a third or fourth line that could show any sign whatsoever of energy, grit, compete level, whatever terminology you'd like to apply to it, that. And for the most part, I got the answers that I'd expected. You heard Hextall's. Yeah, they missed Josh Archibald. I mean, they did. Josh Archibald's been out since December 18. The Penguins really have been pretty lousy ever since the post-Christmas period. But I'm not about to submit a Selke vote for Archibald. I'm not about to pronounce him the next, you know, savior of the franchise. he's a nice piece, and he kind of helped the fourth line go with Teddy Bluger and Ryan Poehling, but that's not an answer. I asked Mike Sullivan if he's got the right personnel in place for the third and fourth lines that he needs.
Well, I think these guys are capable guys. I believe we have a capable group, and now we have to go out and show it. We've got to make sure we bring it on a daily basis. It's on all of us to find solutions there. But I believe we have a capable group. I think we have we've got a competitive group. We've shown. There's plenty of evidence to suggest that we do. You know, we went through a long stretch of the season where, you know, we won an awful lot of hockey, you know, and it's the same guys. And so that's for me in and of itself leads me to believe that we have a capable group. We just got to bring it more consistently.
Okay, well, I didn't expect he'd roll anybody under the bus either. And he offered at least something of a point, which is that there was a month straight in which these players were the NHL's hottest team. A whole month. And in some of those games that month, by no means all of them, in fact, probably a minority of them, they played his system to a T. But does anyone anywhere really think that's just going to reappear, you know? Magic? Or because they had a week off? I mean, yeah, you know, there are at least a couple of people who think that. And one of them is the GM and the other is the head coach. Because not long after Hextall talked, in fact, just a few minutes, the players, all of them, took the ice. And sure enough, as soon as they lined up in drills, guess who your third line center was? That's right, Jeff Carter, demoted no more, meaning demoted or pushed off to the wing, because he'd become that much of a liability at center, defensively especially. So what did he do to earn getting it back? Probably not anything, except that Kasperi Kapanen had also returned from an injury. And Archibald, the great Archibald, was also back, so they were able to go back to their lines from last November, whenever everything was awesome, in the early part of December. And that is the perceived solution right now. The perceived solution is that just flipping the calendar back a couple of pages is going to get it done. I don't believe that. I don't come close to believing that. I think you could see some short-term positives, in particular from guys like Carter and Brian Dumoulin, who are either older or banged up or both, because they'll always benefit from time off to heal up. But I'm sorry, there's no rational way to look at this roster, to look at the way things have gone for the better part of this season, not the lone exception, but for the better part of it, and say, yeah, it's all here. Everything's here. All that energy and grit and fire and emotion that we're all counting on every night to come from Jason Zucker, we can now get it from multiple sources. No, you can't. Brock McGinn is still going to be Brock McGinn. He can have the occasional game in which he's not Brock McGinn, like the game not all that long ago, a couple weeks ago, in which he delivered a really big hit and got everybody going and everyone got super stoked and they scored a bunch of goals and everyone was like, yeah, get her, as if he does this all the time. But I'm talking about the one that you see, or more appropriately, don't see night after night after night. This isn't the answer. McGinn isn't the answer. Carter isn't the answer. Kapanen isn't the answer. I have upbeat thoughts for the most part about Poehling, Bluger, and Archibald. There's no third line on this team. There's no third line. When we come back, J1Q.
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's J1Q comes from John, who says, DK, my fear is that in the coming month, the Penguins will be sellers. There are too many questions for me. Tristan Jarry and his health. Can Brian Rust earn his money? Chris Letang, Brian Dumoulin, the third and fourth lines. The Islanders just got better. Can the Penguins hold off a charging Buffalo? You know, John, I'm with you. Okay. All of those things are questions for me as well. I'm not as inclined to look at Buffalo, and maybe that's just an old reflex. If you follow me, it's just, you're not used to saying anything about the Sabres with a straight face, but they play straight-faced worth hockey more often than not these days, and they could make a charge. I'd be looking a lot more as far as the teams that are immediately below the Penguins in the wild card standings. And if you don't know this, the Capitals hold the top wild card. The Penguins hold the second and final wild card. And the teams below them are Buffalo, Ottawa, Florida. Florida, the Panthers are still the team that I would look to rise up out of that group, although they just keep underperforming and they don't have a very good blue line. So I could be wrong about that. Also, to reiterate, but to add on to from what I said in the first segment about Jarry, not only did Jarry come back and skate today, I watched him. He was taking some shots from the goaltending coach, Andy Kyoto. It wasn't exactly the highest intensity workout, but the Penguins themselves, notably Hextall, said they don't expect this to be a long-term issue with Jarry. They see it as day-to-day. And we'll see how that goes. Now, everything else on your list? Now, I'm there with you 100%. This is not a great place for the franchise to be. At this point in the season, with so much hockey ahead of them, so much Metro Division hockey, don't forget that part. All of these Western teams and everybody else that they've been able to pile up some points against are going to be in the rearview mirror after this coming California trip. It's going to be a whole lot of Rangers and Islanders and Devils and, I mean, everybody's competitive other than the Flyers, I guess, right, in the division? And it's going to take this team coming together and performing as it did occasionally in November and December. And I just don't see that. I don't believe that you can manufacture slash hope your way toward creating fire. You know, you've either got that, you either come equipped with it or you don't. Nobody coached Brandon Tanev into playing the way he does. Okay, think about that. You're either that manic or you're not. And this team needs more of that. I'm not going to pretend to have the answers as to how Hextall can find this individual. I don't believe it's in Wilkes-Barre, although he didn't rule that out. But I will say one thing that I did like from the day, and that is that Hextall did acknowledge that he hasn't liked the team at times. He did acknowledge that the third and the fourth lines aren't doing much. And he also did acknowledge that he's open to getting players who are a better fit for what it is that the Penguins need. I'm talk about being 100% in favor of something, you know? Go ahead and get to work. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. We'll do another one of these tomorrow in advance of the first game back. That'll be against the defending champs.